You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is June 5th, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled Sunflowers. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. As my son matures and grows, I am constantly amazed by the wisdom he often shows. With his kindness, his knowledge of God's word, his abilities. Now, he still has his rough spots, but watching him mature is like watching a sunflower grow to unexpected heights. I may have planted the seed and cared for the young plant, but who knew it would turn out so beautifully? This is more than I ever expected. I read an article about bringing up wise children on the Church of the King website. It pointed out how there is very little information in the Bible about child rearing. It was such a wonderful article, therefore I wanted to share some of it with you, since it helps to sum up today's devotional. What is wisdom? We know the source of wisdom is God. Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But what does it mean to have wisdom? Wisdom is knowing how to act in a godly way in certain life situations. It is knowing how to live God's way in situations you've never experienced before in difficult places of life. Wise children are children who know how to act in situations for which they have not been trained by their parents, and for which parents could never specifically train them for. Therefore, wisdom is all about getting the right habits of mind and heart. You need to live in the sphere of godly thinking all the time. Wisdom is a way of life. It is a result of reflection on the truth of the Bible, submission to the Holy Spirit, sound advice from godly people, and careful attention to doing what's right in every situation. You see, God wants us to have wise children, not just obedient and smart children. Obedience is essential, but you need more than obedient children. You need wise children. Listen to these proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon: a wise son maketh a father glad, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. You see, a child's behavior affects both parents. Both parents find their joy or sadness in their children who demonstrates skill in life. Time after time, a wise child gladdens parents, and time after time, a foolish child brings distress to parents. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Now, this proverb is like the fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother. Honoring and listening to parents is a favorite theme of Solomon in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Here, there is contrast of a skillful person with a shameful person based on whether he works hard during the harvest season. The description of the second person is critical. He who snores away during the harvest. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. You see, a wise son listens to instruction and is better off than the scoffer, the worst kind of fool. Some fools are naive and inexperienced, but open to suggestions. Sometimes even those established in folly may rethink their position. But scoffers laugh at righteousness. These are the people who are impervious to rebuke. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. And the list here could go on and on with the different scripture verses and proverbs that talk about children and how children are to be obedient to their parents. The list could just go on. In other words, Proverbs wants us to have wise children. Children who don't simply know rules, who can't simply quote the catechism, who don't just know their place in the church, but who can make the right decisions in the hard situations they confront in their lives. One of the wisest things we can do in bringing up children is to nourish the precious lambs in the gospel. God gives glorious promises to godly parents, but those promises don't operate apart from the gospel. Parents, when your children are still in mom's tummy, tell them that Jesus loves them and that he died for them and rose and that they'll always be safe if they trust in him. Just as God formed man's mouth, as he told Moses, so he formed man's ears. God can communicate his truth to his rational creatures at any age, even in the womb. Keep your children in church under the sound of the preaching of the gospel. Keep them near the Lord's table where they see and taste the realities of the gospel. Day by day, in your home, hold up Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, their only hope, their friend, and their provider. Let them know from the womb to your tomb, as long as you live, that they belong to Jesus since he shed his blood for them. Now, I realize that the Lord had more to do with the flowering of my son than my husband and I have. We have done the best we could, and the Lord has magnified our efforts. I thank the Lord for the almost 11 years of effort he has put into my son. May the Lord rejoice in those efforts as much as I do today and every day. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualeyesministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritual Eyes Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith.